Hey there, and welcome to Mining Stock Daily. This is Trevor Hall. Today is Monday, March 25th. The price of gold jumped $10 on Friday while the general stock market took a waterfall ride. The gold stocks and utilities were the only green stock sectors. The Mining Stock Journal comments that the precious metals sector was used as a flight to safety vehicle for money that pulled out of risk assets, which could be a sign of something special developing in the precious metals sector. The commitment of traders report for gold and silver, now caught up to date from the government closure, is positioned relatively bullish for gold and silver. We'd like to thank today's sponsor, Western Copper and Gold. Western Copper and Gold is focused on developing the world-class casino project in Canada's Yukon Territory. The casino project consists of an impressive 10 billion pounds of copper and 18 million ounces of gold in an overall resource. Western Copper and Gold trades on the TSX and on the NYSE American with the symbol WRN. Be sure to follow the company via their website at westerncopperandgold.com. Now let's get to some news. Paulson & Company has said that it opposes the Newmont acquisition of Goldcorp, saying it creates, quote, negative value for investors. Paulson objects to the price premium being offered to Goldcorp shareholders. The Mining Stock Journal disagrees with Paulson, commenting Paulson likely misunderstands the optionality embedded in Goldcorp via its investments in and joint ventures with junior mining companies. Goldcorp shareholders would be partially compensated for the hidden value. At any rate, the Mining Stock Journal does not believe Paulson's opposition will hold up the deal. Atlantic Gold has updated its mineral reserve statement and life of mine production plan for the Moose River Consolidated Mine. Since drilling campaigns at the Tolkoi, 15 Mile Stream, and Cochrane Hill deposits, the proven and probable mineral reserves have increased to approximately 1.9 million ounces with a mine life of more than 10 years. Further exploration at the project is also available to potentially add to these numbers in the future. Atlantic Gold trades on the TSX Venture with the symbol AGB and on the US OTC markets with SPVEF. Amarillo Gold announced an updated resource model for the Posse deposit at the Mara Rosa Gold Project in Brazil. The model shows total measured and indicated resources of 29 million tons at 1.2 grams per ton gold and 1.2 million ounces of gold. The deposit remains open both down dip and down plunge to the southwest. Amarillo Gold trades on the TSX Venture with the symbol AGC and on the US OTC markets with AGCBF. That's what you need to know today in Mining Stock Daily. Thank you for tuning in. That concludes today's briefing. Please be sure to take a moment and provide a review of the show on the network or service you utilize to catch the daily rundown of mining news. We always greatly appreciate your feedback. We'll connect again tomorrow. And remember, you can find the show on a dozen different networks, including iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. And for Amazon Alexa users, be sure to enable the Mining Stock Flash Briefing on your user app or within the Amazon website. Mining Stock Daily is produced by Clear Creek Digital and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. I hope you have a wonderful day. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein.